You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello and welcome to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix on 24 April 2006, show number 28. Today we're talking about how you need to work for best results and how you need to work for the lowest common denominator. And we'll give you a few examples of that. As always, I'm joined by Tina Goodman.
Hi, Brendan, and hi, everyone out there.
Okay, Tina, today we're going to talk about things like web usability and about how you need to do your business for the lowest common denominator. And we had a great example this week, didn't we, with some online video that you put onto a website for a client. Can you tell us what happened?
I made a video, used the standard flash player that it comes with, which shows the play button, the pause button, the stop button, and all the usual controls you can expect to see on any kind of media player. And the client, who's an older man, reported back to us and said that he didn't immediately know how to start the video. And that was something that I would never have guessed that would happen. I would have thought that everyone would recognise that the play button means play because they have remote controls that say play and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we try and be really aware that we're on the web, you know, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and we just are doing it all the time. So we know intuitively what things are and what things mean. And we've got to just step back a bit, don't we, and look and go, okay, well, people might be only on the web for half an hour a month.
Yes.
We've got to do everything for absolutely as many people as we possibly can to generate as many sales we can through these websites.
So, and with something like a resort, which is something someone only looks at for a second or two before they decide whether they're going to book or not, it's very important to have people to immediately see what they can do there.
I was looking at some online video last night that I sent you overnight, and it had clicked the play button to play the video with an arrow to the play button. I thought that was pretty good because I looked at that, because some people like text, some people like graphics, whatever, and I looked at that and I thought that is a great way to do it because it tells you exactly what to do, tells you what you're going to get. So that's a great example. I mean, I remember when I first got online, I didn't know what FAQ means. And if listeners are there and they don't know what FAQ means, it's a standard thing on a lot of websites, and it means frequently asked questions, where the website owner tries to answer your questions anticipating what you're about to ask so that you don't need to contact him, so you get the right information at the right time.
There's a few things like that which are web conventions, like clicking on the logo to get back to the homepage and stuff, that people who aren't on the web don't immediately think about.
And you've got to make it absolutely clear. I mean, if your audience is a tech-savvy audience, like our audience is a lot of the time, you still need to do things for the lowest common denominator, because there's going to be, you know, maybe there's only 5 people out of 100 who don't have the skills that the others have, but they could be a couple of sales. Because I know that some of the biggest buyers of web stuff is people who are new to the internet. So these are people who aren't highly skilled at using the internet on an ongoing basis.
All right, so what are some things that someone who owns or operates a website can do to make sure that their website is usable?
A really simple way to do it is to get novice users to use your website and say to them, I want you to find X, Y, and Z, or I want you to buy this item, or I want you to sign up for our newsletter, and watch what they do. Don't just survey people, because people will tell you what they think you want to hear. Well, surveys are good, you're getting some information, but actually actively watching someone and seeing what they do. It's not what they say they're going to do, it's what they actually do, which is the important bit. So get novice users to use your website and make your decisions based on what you see. So if the novice user doesn't understand that they need to click the play button, then you've got to make it absolutely clear. The other really important thing is to do some background research and see things like what is the most common connection speed to the internet for your target market.
Now, and things like benchmarking, like you always recommend. It should be a good idea for this as well.
Yeah, and it's all common sense stuff. Like with the download time, one of my big things I always push is get the download time down as much as possible so that your website just loads quickly. I mean, you've got so many considerations. You want to get some images in there that, you know, demonstrate your product or video or whatever it is, but you can't have the download time too long because otherwise people then won't watch it. Like the online video that we do is Flash 7, and Tina really wants it to be Flash 8 because it's better quality.
Much better quality.
But not half as many people have got Flash 8 have got Flash 7. So we kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. There's got to be a compromise there that you're going to lose a bit of quality, but more people will be able to see it, and that's a really important issue.
I think it comes down to target audience always. Like if the, in the audience there's going to be more novice users and more people with not as up-to-date computers or who wouldn't necessarily have downloaded the closest updates, then you've got to use Flash 7. But if it, you want it to look really pretty and you've got a tech savvy audience, then just go Flash 8.
Yeah, nice try, sweetheart. So that's it for today's show. Really try and think how your target market thinks. See what sort of computers they have. This we're talking about if you're developing websites for them. See what sort of computers they have. See what sort of skills they have. See what sort of download times they're happy with. Benchmark against other industry and other like-minded businesses and go from there for best results. And don't assume that people can use your stuff because, like we've seen, that people don't even know that a play button means that you press on the play button. So thank you, Tina, for your input. Very, very interesting little subject, I think. As always, give us your feedback on Tailored on our Skype account or check us out at tailoredpodcast.com. Bye for me.
Thanks for listening. Bye for me too.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix is brought to you by TaylorPodcast.com, where you get expert advice on all things business.